بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، صدق الله العظيم. Honorable listeners, we are edging closer to the month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, many preparations have been made, many talks have taken place regarding preparing for the month of Ramadan. We have spoken about increasing in the recitation of the Quran, as the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. We have also spoken about fasting more in the month of Sha'ban. This was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she informs us and that I haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasting in any month more than the month of Sha'ban, meaning besides Ramadan. So fasting in the month of Sha'ban is also a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is also an ibadah, an act of worship, which we do in the month of Ramadan. Another thing which the scholars mention, that we should start practicing prior to the month of Ramadan beginning, is that we should get into the habit of making dua. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we study the verses of the Quran and the ruku' in which the prescription of fasting has been mentioned. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. That, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may adopt the quality of taqwa. You may inculcate within yourselves the quality of taqwa. In this ruku', in this passage, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the fardiyat and the obligation of fasting, further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that this is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And a few more verses down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, regarding me, then tell them that I am close. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. I accept the dua and the supplication of those who make dua, who supplicate to me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So they should respond to me and they should believe in me. Meaning respond to me, respond to my commands. And they should believe in me, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that they could be guided, they could stay on the path of guidance. So this shows that there is a major connection that dua has with the month of Ramadan. And to get into the habit of making dua, there are some etiquettes, some conditions, which the ulama have mentioned for our dua to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the promise of accepting du'as in many places in the Quran. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to make dua. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, that your Lord says, udu'uni, call out to me, make dua to me, supplicate to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will respond to your dua. I will accept your dua. The acceptance of dua, there are three forms mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is that a person gets whatever he asked for. Number two is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his dua, removes a calamity which was about to afflict him in his life. And the third form of acceptance, which has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for his dua in the akhirah. And when the slave and when the person will see in the akhirah how much reward he got for those du'as which were apparently not accepted in the world, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's good for you. Sometimes we are asking for something which is not good for us. Allah knows, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. It's possible that you dislike something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it's better for you. And it's possible that you like something, you want something, and there's no goodness in that for you. Allah is the one who knows and you don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Then there are some adab and etiquettes which have been mentioned from the scholars. The way to make dua, this is also something that we need to be educated on. That first we should start with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of our dua, then we should send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should show our humility, our humbleness, and our need, and present our needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, O Allah, you are the giver, and I am in need. O Allah, أَنْتَ الْغَنِيُّ وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَىٰ, that you are independent and we are the ones who are in need. So we have to show this dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, we can ask for our needs of the world and the akhirah as well. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have also taught us that we should ask for everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the conditions for the acceptance of dua is iman. Is iman and tawheed. That we are asking only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the mindset that only Allah can give me this. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, has the ability to give me this. And then we should make dua in the way shown by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I have just explained now. And another point which some of the ulama have mentioned, based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah, whilst having conviction of your dua being accepted. So when you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should have some type of conviction that Allah is the one who asked me to make dua. Allah is the one who has the power to accept my dua. Allah is the one in whose control everything is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua. We should have this conviction and this yaqeen. And when we have this conviction and this yaqeen, then one of the other conditions will have been fulfilled. The fourth condition which the scholars have mentioned is that when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should make dua in such a way where our dua is convincing. So for example, we should say that, O Allah, you have the power, you have the control, I am in need of this, O Allah, fulfill my need. And we shouldn't say something like, O Allah, fulfill my need if you want. Accept my dua if you wish. This is not the way to make dua. In fact, there has been a hadith mentioned in which there is prohibition to make dua like this. That, O Allah, fulfill my need if you wish. No, we should have conviction that, O Allah, fulfill my need. I am in need of this. You have the power, you have the control, fulfill my need. These are some of the conditions, some of the adab, some of the etiquettes mentioned. And then on the other hand, there are those things as well which prevent a person's dua being accepted, which the scholars have listed. I'll mention a few. One is that one of the things which prevents a person's dua from being accepted is haram earnings. Usurping the rights of others. This is something which prevents a person's dua from being accepted. We already know and must have heard many times that when a person is traveling, then his du'as and his supplications are accepted. This is something which has been established from the authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the traveler's du'a is accepted. And that's why it is also our practice that whenever we find out that someone is going on safar, someone is going on a journey, then we ask him to make du'a. And this is also proven from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going for Umrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to make dua. That make dua, don't forget me in your du'as. So we know that when a person is traveling, then this is one of the occasions wherein du'as are accepted. But in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that many times there is a person who is traveling, and he is covered with dust. And he is covered with dust. And his hair is disheveled. And he is in need. And then he lifts and raises his hands. And he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, O my Lord. And he is making dua. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wa mat'amuhu haramun," that his food is haram. "Wa mashrabuhu haramun," and his drink is haram. "And his clothing is haram." "Ghudhiya bil haram," he has been nourished, his body has been nourished with haram. "Fa anna yustajabu li dhalik," the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that how is it possible that this person's dua will be accepted with these things? Meaning that person who is traveling, who is in need, who even his physical appearance is the appearance of someone who people will sympathize with. When he is raising his hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when, in a hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that when the servant and the slave raises his hands in front of me, then I have a haya that I return it empty-handed. Meaning I don't want to return that person and reject that person's dua mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this dua, this person's dua, there is no chance of it being accepted. So this is one of the things. And then there are other things as well. Like if the sharait and the etiquettes have not been taken into consideration. And one of the best ways for a person to make his dua accepted, the ulama have mentioned, is by serving their mother. Birrul walidain, and especially the mother. And they have deduced this from the incident of Uwais, who we know as Uwais al-Qarni, who was around at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but was serving his mother and therefore could not meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that a man from Yemen will come and his name is Uwais, and if he comes, then ask him to make dua for you. And the ulama have deduced from this that the reason why he was mustajabu da'awat and his du'as were readily accepted is because he used to serve his mother. So there are many, many things that can be discussed regarding dua, but the point of today's khutbah is that we need to start making a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take out 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. On the day of Friday, there is a time in which du'as are accepted. The majority of the scholars say that it's after Asr, in between Asr and Maghrib. So we should take these opportunities. Du'a after Fard Salah is also accepted. This is also mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Du'a in the last part of the night is also accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to act upon these advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
Brothers are requested to move forward and fill in all the gaps. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill in the gaps. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's mentioned that whoever makes things easy for his brother in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for him in the akhirah. And just standing up and filling the gaps is also making things easier for our brothers who are coming from the corridor. It's also the day of Jumu'ah. On the day of Jumu'ah, many virtues of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been mentioned. You should try and at least read 300 durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to one narration, we will receive 3,000 blessings for this small act. And also reciting Suratul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a divine light from this Jumu'ah to the next, as mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال تعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هي على الصلاح هي على الصلاح هي على الفلاح هي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten yourselves and ensure all cups are filled. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك، الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.